It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to a wonderific Wednesday. Actually, it's Thursday, I believe. I didn't fix my sheet. Okay, so it's Thursday the 4th. I don't know why I didn't change it. But I do have my guests on here, and I have four guests today. So we're going to wrap right through this program. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. If it's time for you to review your life insurance, auto insurance, home insurance, or commercial insurance, it's time for you to call Greg Eignis and his professional staff at Farm Bureau Financial Services, 763-8464, and you can set an appointment and go in with those policies that you've never read and give them to them and say, what does this say? And they'll tell you what it says, and maybe they can save you some money. They can bundle some things or put them together, or maybe it's time for your life insurance to go up, or your auto insurance or your home insurance. You know, you got to find out. Call 763-8464. Mojave Electric Cooperative reminds you of several ways to pay your bill. You can start off by putting in the mail with a check to, in the U.S. mail, or you can go down and drop it off at their building on Hancock Road, or they also have a kiosk at the building. You can also walk right in and drop it off if you want to, or you can pay from home, grab your debit card or your credit card, and then you call a special number. It's 877-371-9379. MEC continues to bring you affordable electricity without a profit. That's the best part. If you have questions locally, call 763-1100. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, now a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services that continues to constantly sanitize. Legacy includes services like physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, and it's a skilled nursing facility. If you need those services or know somebody who does, call 758-1404, or you should stop by on Silver Creek Road. And now into the studio, for the first time by herself. She got brave today. I'll try. But you were here before for the leadership program, right?
Yes, I was.
That's right. The Janice Birkenhagen.
Hager.
I'll get it right. Birkenhagen. Janice was here for the leadership program like a year and a half or so ago.
Yeah.
And then they didn't do it last year because of COVID.
Right.
Yeah. Everything. So many things got, you know, pushed aside because of COVID. Even my Kiwanis Kids Expo. We're doing it this year. So, but in real life, outside of the leadership program, you are a professional life coach.
Yes, I am.
Tell us about that.
I've been doing coaching for probably 12 years now, and it's just an opportunity for me to help people live their best life, give them the tools to either reach massive goals, smaller goals, or just have the tools to have more peace and less stress in their lives.
Okay. Well, everyone likes less stress.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, now with COVID, I think it's the most stressful time for everybody.
I agree with you. I think especially the fact that this has gone on so long. We've been in a fight or flight response in our bodies for over a year now. And even though there are some things starting to open up and some people are starting to feel a little bit of normalcy with this, there's still a lot of stress going on. A lot of businesses have been pushed to their limits. Some have shut down. People just wondering how, not only how they're going to pay their bills, but also how they're going to stay healthy and keep their family healthy. So it's been It's been quite a year for everybody and definitely extenuating circumstances for all of us.
Well, and I think about those parents that all of a sudden were told, you're going to become a teacher.
Yes.
You know? They were never designed to be a teacher and teach their children. And all of a sudden now, if they got more than one child, you've got two or three kittens at home that you're forced to be the teacher and go to work. And that's a tough role.
It is a very tough role. And I'm not in a position to have to homeschool kids. My kid's grown. I have a granddaughter. My stepdaughter is homeschooling her and working and doing all that. And it's very stressful. It's stressful to be with your child 24/7. Even if you're the best parent in the world and you love your child, I don't think that's how nature was supposed to be. And then to be taking on teaching and schooling when you're not a trained teacher is a whole other world.
Exactly. Caller, did you have a question?
Yes, G. Gordon Liddy used to say that Thomas Sowell is the smartest man in America. I have a quote from him, and I was just wondering if you might agree with it. The problem isn't that Johnny can't read. The problem isn't even that Johnny can't think. The problem is that Johnny doesn't know what thinking is. He confuses it with feeling. I was just wondering if you might agree with that statement made by Thomas Sowell, and if you disagree, what is there about it that you disagree with? I'll listen off the air for your answers. Thank you.
Okay.
Would you like me to comment on that?
He's talking to you, not
me. Absolutely. Well, thank you for the question. That's an interesting question. I don't know that I 100% agree with the statement, but what I do feel is a lot of us are taught to think and we're taught to overthink. And there's a part of us that we can make very wise decisions for ourselves if we stop the thinking and go back into our intuition and our feeling. There is a balance there for that. So I think it's really finding that balance and learning how to tune into that part of yourself that knows the answers and can help you with feeling your way into the right answers versus thinking your way into the right answers if it's it's different for every situation and every person.
Right. And Dale Carnegie wrote a book about worrying, because mm-hmm. some people, they worry about every little thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can over-worry.
Yes, you can.
And you can't change anything by worrying, but it's a lot of extended energy that isn't productive.
Well, and I believe what you focus on expands. So there's a quote that I like that is, worry is a prayer for what you don't want. Faith is a prayer for what you do want. So what you are completely thinking about, obsessing about, worrying about, if you're putting that much energy to it, it's probably going to expand, and it's probably going to expand in a way that you don't want it to because it's something you're worried about. And we all have worries in our life, and it's not so much just, it would be unreasonable for me to sit here and say, okay, stop worrying.
Right.
That's how we're conditioned. That's how we're trained. It's human nature. It's in our genetics. But we can learn to worry less, and we can learn to harness that energy and focus it more on the things that we want. When we are managing the worry, managing the fear, managing the stress, it puts us into a place where we can come up with better ideas, better solutions, and make better decisions about things. Versus when you're in that state of worry and fear, it literally blocks you from being able to come up with those creative ideas that we need. I've watched a lot of the businesses in our area come up with very creative ideas on how they can stay in business and continue to serve the community.
Exactly.
And I've seen other ones that have been in so much fear and so much worry, they didn't allow that space to be able to have those ideas, and they've struggled a lot more.
Yeah, I like the simple fact that a lot of businesses have chosen to just close their restrooms instead of cleaning their restrooms during this COVID. And it's like, really? You have no public restrooms for us, huh? Okay.
Yeah, that's an interesting solution, and I've seen other interesting solutions. And, we all think differently. We all come from different places. Ben, this has definitely been a time to be creative, and this has also been a time that our immune system function is very, very important.
Right.
And when we are stressed and chronically stressed, it does lower our immune system, and it has a whole lot of other side effects on our bodies. And it also can create anxiety and depression and digestive problems and all kinds of things. So not only are we worried about all these things that can happen because of COVID and stuff, now we're lowering our immune systems, and it's not intentional. We don't realize we're doing it, but now we're in this chronic state of stress with a lowered immune system when we don't want to get the virus.
Right.
And so that is unfortunately not helping us stay healthy.
And then when you're worried about the COVID, something else happens in your world. You know, you get a fender bender or, you know, something that can bring more stress into your body, and you're not handling the first part right. Now you got more stress. You're in more deep doo-doo, as we say.
Right. As we continue to worry, we attract more things to worry about.
Yep.
And when you're maxed out and your kids are at home schooling and you're just maxed out with everything, even something small is a lot more stressful to handle than it would have been over a year ago when you were in less stressful circumstances.
Exactly.
So now even the small things are creating a huge stress response for us.
So you're doing coaching with one-on-one or with families or both?
I generally coach with women, female entrepreneurs. That doesn't mean that's all I coach with, and it doesn't mean if somebody reaches out to me and they're not fitting that
right.
mold. And I do one-on-one coaching, and then I also have a small group of women that I work with monthly. We meet monthly, and it's really helping people to achieve their goals.
Sure.
And learn these tools. All of my clients, I used to be a health coach, so I've done weight loss, I've done money coaching, I do all kinds of different coaching, and all of my clients do find that even if they didn't come to me for this, they're a lot calmer and they're a lot less stressed and have more peace in their life even during the hard times.
Good. Good information. So someone listening right now, how do they get in touch with you if they want to sit down with you and talk about life?
They can email me. It's at info@janiceberkenhager.com. I will spell my name for you because it's long. JaniceBerkenhager. So info@janiceberkenhager.com.
Okay. Email you and you can set up an appointment.
Yep.
Where do you see most people?
My business has been virtual long before the COVID epidemic.
Oh, okay.
I have a home office. I find that people are very busy, so I was using Zoom and phone and stuff for my coaching for a few years before this.
Oh, okay.
So it makes it very easy to help people out even if they're not close. And I have people all over the country that I work with, so it makes it very easy to do that.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
All right. Janice, thank you so much. Give it your email and spell it one more time in case someone needs to write it down.
info@janiceberkenhager.com, and that's JaniceBerkenhager.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
And I have that email in my phone, so if you didn't get it, call me off air and I can give it to you. And maybe you can help some people out there level their life out a little bit.
That would be great. I'd love to do that. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Larry.
Thank you, Janice. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Are you tired of cleaning your own pool? Wait, you don't have a pool? Would you like one next summer when it's 118 again? Barron Landscape and Pool Solutions can make your pool sparkle year-round. Their pool technicians know pumps, chemicals, and customer service. Their design team can show you what a new pool will look like in your backyard. Take a look at their website, barronservices.us. Call the pool experts, Barron Landscape and Pool Solutions, 758-5499. Quality, experience, family.
As Mojave Electric Cooperative enters into the 75th year of serving our members strong, we are always looking for more ways to enhance our offerings. MEC is excited to launch our paperless billing option, which will help reduce the amount of paper stack members receive at home each month. If paperless billing strikes your interest, log into your SmartHub account and you'll be prompted to make a selection. If you are not a SmartHub user but would like to go paperless or have questions about going paperless before you commit to the service, call our member services office at 928-763-1100 for any needs you might have. This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Let's be candid. Rates are at historic lows, and right now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers to explore refinancing. Let Mojave Mortgage help you reach your goals of financial success. Maybe pull cash out for that swimming pool or pay off cumbersome debts. The time is now. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. Our team of professionals will ensure your experience is painless. We'll explore all your options and make sure you're not overpaying for closing costs. MojaveMortgages.com. Tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 183058.
The
Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club's third annual Kiwanis Kids Expo is Saturday, March 27th at Ken Fovark Park, 10 o'clock till 2. Kids Expo is all about keeping local children busy, safe, and healthy. The Kids Expo is exclusively sponsored by Tri-State Arcade, Kid Castle, and Laser Tag, all located in Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort and Casino. Over 80 booths filled with information for our tri-state area children, youth activities, clubs, sports, associations, organizations, state and county services, hospitals, law enforcement, fire department, and churches. Free fun to be had at the Kiwanis Splash Pad, City Pool, Water Slide, and Bounce House. The Kiwanis thanks our annual community partners. The sponsorship program includes Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, Ron's Tire Pros, Finley Chevy Buick GMC and Used Car Center, River Rat Motorsports, Dot Foods, Rim Country Rock and Yard, and Wickersham Insurance Agency. And media partners, Murphy Broadcasting, TV2, Radio Central, and News West.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Walker Service Electric. You know, I saw one of their vans this morning at Maverick in Bullhead City. So when I say they're all over the county, I mean they're all over the county. Walker Service Electric, they service electrical issues at your home, commercial, new construction, and Highline Power. Like I said, their trucks are all over Mojave County, even at, you know, Maverick in Bullhead City. Two guys sitting in there having a little burrito before they go out and do their day. Electrical issues, think about Walker Service Electric. I tell you to put this phone number in your phone because electrical issues don't happen, you know, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. They're 24-7. Call 928-718-9444. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. Starting here in the mall, we have a walk-in clinic on the outside of the mall that faces Casino Drive. Then in Fort Mojave, they have the Fort Mojave walk-in on Highway 95 across from Casa Serrano, Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then they have their imaging center on Hancock Road at Train. Then the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center on Silver Creek Road at Gold Rush. Over on the Parkway, Warm Sea has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. Then, of course, they have the hospital on Silver Creek Road. If you don't feel well, call 763-2273 or health questions, call 763-2273. All right, into the studio. Back here again, we have Rebecca. Which one of you is Rebecca? I don't even know. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Me.
Good. And Rebecca is with the Golden Shores Fire Department, right?
Well, I am actually with Topok Community Pride, and we have partnered with the Golden Shores Fire Department auxiliary for their annual barbecue this year.
Yeah. What year is this?
42nd.
42nd.
Yes. It is a staple in our community.
I know. And it's basically a fundraiser for the fire department, right?
That's right. I'm actually going to let Wendy talk a little bit more about that.
Oh, okay.
Side.
Yes, I'm Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
The Golden Shores Fire Department Auxiliary raises funds. They're a nonprofit 501c3, and they raise funds to help supplement the fire station's budget for training and equipment. And also, they have a annual toy drive that they do. They take the fire truck and they dress. Santa comes and all the elves, and on Christmas Eve they go around and give presents on Christmas Eve to all the children. So the fundraiser does more than just do training and equipment. It helps them fund their toy.
Perfect.
Thing.
Okay.
And so the barbecue has been a long-standing tradition in Topok. People look forward to it.
I know. I've been many times. I'm retired from the Bullhead City Fire Department.
And, okay.
And I've been here 40 years, so I guess I missed the first two.
Yeah.
But I went to many, 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 because for the longest time, you know, when you are a fire district, kind of like Oatman, and you're not growing, your fire budget doesn't grow. But you still
right.
need more money, and you still need more training and new things. And so I know it's been a fundraiser there forever and ever and ever. So when is it?
Yes. It is Saturday, March 13th. The barbecue is from noon to 4. The food will be ready. They usually serve a pulled pork and pulled beef. I'm sure there's a technical better word for that. pinto beans, coleslaw, and garlic bread is their staple meal that people come.
Right.
And so they have they're going to do it a little differently this year because of COVID. So they're going to have like a drive up where you can drive up and at least buy the plates. And they'll have some tables spread 6 feet apart where people that walk up that want to stay.
Okay.
But we have to make sure that we social distance and mask up. And
yep.
And then usually they have an auction, but this year they're going to have it more like a, I want to call it a yard sale, but it's a fancier one. so they'll have items to bid on, and you can get raffle tickets, and you can, you know, bid, and they'll draw them out. You know,
okay.
She could win prizes. And they have some pretty nice prizes. Two TVs.
Oh, all right.
A barbecue. And a shout-out to Home Depot. They donated a barbecue pit for us.
Fantastic.
To raffle off. And Hooch's 66 in Topak also donated a TV. And we have several financial sponsors that helped this year. The Classic Air.
Okay, right.
They donated funds for the barbecue. I have this written down.
Nancy.
Legacy Foundation.
Right.
Nancy Monjo and the Legacy Foundation, they also contributed toward the barbecue. The Firefighters Holiday Toy Drive out of Lake Havasu, they also help do the toy drive for all of the fire departments.
Havasu or Bullhead?
Well, they do Bullhead, too, but they're located in Havasu. But, yeah, they're everywhere.
Good.
Who am I missing?
They're thinking.
Hooch's 66.
Yeah, I think you about covered it.
I think it. Oh, okay. And the Firefighters Holiday, Firefighters Charity, it's with Kim Miles' group.
Uh-huh.
They also donated, so
okay,
it's been great.
Firefighters Charities,
Firefighters
yeah.
Charities, yeah. Yes. Bullhead City.
Okay.
Awesome.
What's the price of a sandwich and what's the price of a meal?
The meals are $10,
okay.
And it includes the all, you know, two meats or just one meat doubled if you don't want pork or beef.
Right.
And it also includes a drink, either a soda or a water. They will not. They were not able to get their liquor license this year because
right.
of COVID. So they are going to give out soda and water.
But that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, and in previous years, they kind of have an evening event at the fire department where there has been live music and some
right.
alcohol. But Hooch's 66 has kind of taken that on in the last couple of years, and we'll do that again this year. So at 5 p.m., after everything kind of winds down over at the fire department across the street at Hooch's 66, that's where the after party is going to be.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, it's usually pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. How many people live in Topak, Golden Shores?
On average, when we have all the snowbirds present, because
right.
we have some people that live there in our wintertime season, we have about 2,000.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I want to do a plug here because Monday is International Women's Day, and I'm having five women come on the show and talk about their leadership skills and how they got there and who their mentor was, and one of them is one of your residents, Autumn Boyle Robinson.
Oh,
yeah.
We know her well.
Yeah, everybody does, right?
Yeah, so. She's Miss Topak.
Miss Topak? Okay.
Can we tell you real quick about
sure.
the 5K?
Of course.
So this year, Topak Community Pride, which is a nonprofit that Wendy is the president, I'm the treasurer.
Okay.
And that's just kind of a newer thing we've got going on in Topak. We did do the park. We recently built a park with the help of the Legacy Foundation.
Right.
So we are sponsoring a 5K as part of the barbecue to help kind of bring in some outside people and some a little bit more funds. So that's kind of our role this year in that. So it's going to be an off-road 5K. It's going to start. We're going to start registration about 10:30. They'll do the 5K starting at 11, and then included in your 5K ticket, it's $30. You'll get a free, you'll get a meal ticket.
Okay.
And you'll get a nice trucker hat, and then your race, of course, will be in that. So we're really excited. This is going to be our first annual one. We're hoping
okay.
for a good turnout.
Inaugural run.
Inaugural run.
Now, which one of you is the runner? Neither one.
I guess if we had to rock, paper, scissors.
Well, it would be me. It would be Rebecca.
Probably me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we had to run for our lives, she would live for sure.
Okay. So for more information, they just contact you guys at the fire department, 768-4546.
That's right. And for more information about the 5K, actually on our flyer here, you can actually contact me personally.
Okay.
And we have a race roster, so you can probably search, and it's also on the fire department's Facebook page.
And how do they contact you personally?
So my number is 928-660-3806.
Okay. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good
us.
Information. Have fun at your barbecue. It's a week from this Saturday, right?
Absolutely.
We'll
thank
see you there, right?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't miss it.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
Stick around. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in line, the phone number, is 702-298-1063. Again, that's 702-298-1063. feel free to call and ask our guests a question. We'll be right back after this break.
Birthday parties, vacations, family reunions. We've all had to postpone important activities, but taking care of your health isn't something you should put off. Wellness visits and screenings can help keep you well and identify health issues in the earliest stages when they are most treatable. Silver Creek Family Practice is taking extra precautions to provide a safe, clean, and sanitized environment. We're committed to helping you stay well, and we offer both telehealth and in-person visits. Schedule an appointment today. WarmSeaDocs.com.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Mediana Loft and Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's a better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Mediana Loft and Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
The voice of the free is KNTR. You can hear the area's only FM talk station on 106.3 FM everywhere you go. Via transmitter K294BV, Lake Havasu City. Transmitter K292ES, Laughlin. And transmitter K292EU, Riviera. Three ways to hear KNTR. Streaming on KNTRTalk.com. 106.3 FM throughout the tri-state. And KJJJ HD2.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by the Laughlin Mall. We got restaurants, clothing, we got sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate. Oh, yeah, we got chocolate. We got boots, vitamins, Pendletons, shoes, hats, gifts, vape products, art. We have Boys and Girls Club thrift store. The Watchman is now here. We got jet skis outside, a pet daycare, medical clinic, a dollar store, a nail salon, and a bar, and a whole lot more. And no, they're not tearing it down, and it's not for sale. Also brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions. They put a brand new unit in my house yesterday. Well, it took a day and a half. Yeah. The old one was not easy to get out. But they left all, you know, they didn't tear down any walls, and that was good. They're the experts in comfortable. So if it's not comfortable in your home or your office, it's your fault. You got to call them. They'll come make it comfortable for you. 758-2400. They can tackle your thermostat, your heater, your furnace, your air conditioning, or your swamp cooler. They can do all that. Arizona Comfort Solutions makes you comfortable. So give them a call, 758-2400. Barron Services, that's right, experts in pools. They design them, install them, and schedule maintenance. They're experts in alarm systems, home or commercial. They can do complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in landscaping, beautiful designs, and complete installation. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, and schedule treatments and problem areas. Plus, they do weed control. Call 758-5499. And now, this studio got really good looking here. We have Grace Heck in here and Aaron Taylor. How are you?
Good, Larry. How are you?
Good. You got one ear turned this way.
I know. It's just a little loud.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
Oh, okay. And how's Grace?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. So you have your big cleanup tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, where are you going to meet?
We are going to meet at the new ProFit Kitchen, which is where Firehouse Coffee used to be, 2350 Miracle Mile.
Even though he's not open yet.
Well, he officially opens on Monday, but okay. They are opening special. Well, not officially open yet, but they're opening special tomorrow morning. They're going to have five baristas and himself and Tanya, his manager, will be there. And so they're just going to have their drink menu available.
Okay.
And Cisco, which is his supplier for the food and stuff, they're providing complimentary coffee for everybody.
All right. So now what area are you going to clean tomorrow in Bullhead City?
So right across from KFC, there's the Bats Bus Hub where people can go there. And I believe it's called Leslie Drive. And that field right there, right across, it's completely littered with just trash bags and trash. And sometimes it's not like people intentionally throwing their trash out there. Some, as we know from yesterday, it goes from absolutely beautiful to crazy windy.
I know.
And so if
and then by 10 o'clock, it was beautiful again.
I know. So weird. So there's just all this trash all over there. And so we're just going to go clean up that area. And depending on how many volunteers we get, we'll just keep going right on down Miracle Mile and cleaning up that trash.
Now, you got Key Club members helping you again tomorrow?
We do, yes.
Miss Sessions is loading her students?
She's amazing. And all the Key Club kids are awesome. And we do have, you know, people from the community as well.
You know who taught her to be amazing, don't you?
Who?
I did. She used to work for me at the Bullhead City Fire Department.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. So I take all credit there for her being amazing. Her husband doesn't get any credit.
No credit.
Yeah, but she's got like 75 Key Clubbers, so I don't know how many you'll have tomorrow. But
you know, we had 40 on our first cleanup.
Wow.
And yeah, so I'm hoping we have just as many or more tomorrow.
That's fantastic.
I think 40. Some of the National Honor Society kids might come as well from Mojave High School, so we'll see.
Oh, okay. That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm playing with my CD. It's a brand new CD player, and it doesn't seem to want to function like the way I think it should. So it's not that I'm not paying attention. I'm trying to do two things at one time here. So what time do they meet at ProFit?
We're meeting at ProFit Kitchen at 6 a.m., and then we will walk over to that field at 7, and we'll clean up from 7 to 9. And the city of Bullhead City is donating the trash bags.
Okay.
And so we'll pick up all the trash, and then hopefully the city can come by and pick up those bags.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, they do that. And the Colorado River Noon Kiwanis Club cleaned up the first 2 miles of the parkway on Saturday.
Nice.
I saw Rita Brown out there picking up trash, you know. And then they bagged it all, and then we had the winds yesterday, so I hope they're all still there.
Yeah. It's amazing how much trash can get out there just from wind.
I know. Yeah, there's a duplex that they built over by my house. And the guy's trash can yesterday was almost out in Silver Creek Road. And they weren't home. And I'm like, whoa. You know, and I was leaving and had to get somewhere. So I like couldn't stop and grab it. But it was empty, thank God.
Good.
But it was blowing down the road. And I was like, oh. It was a guy's trash can. So it wasn't there this morning. So either he got it or it went over the hill into the wash. I don't know what. Because the winds were kind of wicked last night. Yeah. So when's your next family fun night?
So we are having the next family fun night at the Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse on March 25th.
Okay.
And it's from 5 to 8 p.m. And all families are welcome. We'll have stuff for toddlers all the way through to bigger kids and group events and things or group games, things like that. It's just a really fun event. Aaron here through First Things First is sponsoring it. And the next one is April 15th, and that's actually, I'm sure she'll talk about, but it's the week of the young child. So.
April 15th, you're doing it a little earlier.
Well, it's just the reason that we got Thursday nights is because the field house is pretty booked all the way to like the end of the year on the weekend. So we were really thankful for Thursday nights. And in our community, most schools don't have school on Friday. So Thursday night's kind of like a Friday night for our community. And so we were thankful for those spots that we
But the 15th is earlier because you usually do it the last Thursday, right?
It was just what was available at the field house.
Oh, okay.
So that it is a little bit earlier. So we're kind of going to do like St. Patrick's Easter Day themed for this coming up one. And Lori Duggins through the police department, I just met with her this morning, and she has some stuffed animals that they're going to donate, and we'll do some games and probably have, you know, a little Easter egg hunt for the kids there on the field. But I know that the Noon Kiwanis, right, is going to do an Easter egg hunt coming up on actual Easter. So I'm right. so excited for that.
Yeah, they do that at Davis Camp. They've done it for years, and so they're going to do it again this year.
Good.
I don't think they did it last year, but they're doing it this year.
I'm so glad that normal's coming back.
I know, everybody is. and Aaron, for you, normal means the governor yesterday said that all the schools got to be back, right?
Well, a lot of the schools have started to reopen. Lake Havasu City schools are reopening, and I know some other of the school districts have made that decision already. So.
Right. And now how does that affect you?
Well, we primarily handle the programs for 0 to 5. So that's everything up until kindergarten that's a part of the school district.
Okay.
So preschools, child care centers typically make those decisions on their own. I'll tell you, you know, we have 1,000 Quality First centers that participate in our Quality First program across the state.
Really?
There's about 20 here in the La Paz-Mojave region. But of those 1,000 providers, about half of, well, 80% of them, well, half of them closed their doors this time last year. Because of various challenges.
I don't think it wasn't they didn't want the kids in there. They didn't want the parents. You know?
Well, it was a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You had, you know, staff concerns.
That too.
Concerned about coming to work. People concerned about dropping their kids off. So you had low enrollment. And so did it make financial sense for these child care centers to remain open? But we've seen about 80% of them have come back by now. But they still have a lot of those different challenges that they're facing. But, yeah, we work with the child care centers and the preschools on an individual basis, and then the school districts. Some of them have preschools attached, but
right.
The school districts make their own decisions on that.
Okay. So now do you think with Governor Ducey kind of telling the schools they all have to open sometime next week, I believe it was, that maybe some of the preschools that have been closed might say, well, if he's telling them, it's probably safe for us too?
Well, it depends on everything from their staff concerns to what their enrollment looks like now. Little Scooters, which is located here in Bullhead City, they
right.
were actually a part of an article that we did profiling child care centers, and they, you know, had an enrollment before all this started of about 150 children, and now they're down to about 35 children a day.
Ouch! Big difference.
So, yeah, financially, does that make sense for them to keep their doors open? They've had to adjust their hours.
Wow.
They had 16 teachers initially, and now they're down to 6. So it's everything from low enrollment, staff concerns, and then, of course, you know, our biggest concern is that interaction between the children and the staff and the parents, you know, making sure that the parents are informed of what their kiddos are doing on a daily basis.
Right.
And 'cause that's part of it, is staying really, you know, engaged with the families so that they know what's going on with their kids, you know, during the day.
Well, and they need to. But so now with only that few amount of kids there, it makes it tough to run a business.
Absolutely. I mean, it's more, you know, these child care centers are small businesses in themselves, and they really contribute to our overall economic health in the community.
I wonder if more parents now will open up and allow their kids to go to preschool.
We're seeing, you know, there's a willingness, like Grace said, there's a lot more in-person things happening.
Right.
At the first Family Fun event, back last month, there was almost 200 kiddos and parents, caregivers that were there, which was really great to see. And, you know, everyone's still taking those precautions, social distancing and mask wearing and everything like that. But we're seeing a little bit more willingness to get back out there.
Good. And, you know, and the president came out because he was concerned because Texas and I forget the other state.
I think Mississippi.
That Mississippi, they said, oh, no more masks. And you know, president was like, whoa, don't get excited about that. Hold on. I didn't care for his language. But, you know, basically he said, you know, don't jump out there like that already. So he would kind of like to see him hold on. So let us take a break. We're going to come back and chat more with these ladies. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. You can give us a call. We're here with Huey Lewis. Okay, Robert Palmer.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make sure your family is protected through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you a peace of mind and a true sense of family security. In Bullhead City, Greg Eidsness will take his time to sit with you and design the perfect protection for your family, a plan that can grow and change as your family does. Call Greg today, 763-8464. 763-8464. It never hurts to sit down and talk, and questions are free. 763-8464.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing in an almost home setting. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, laundry service and housekeeping, plus a beauty salon and barber shop on property. There are secured outdoor patios. Legacy prides itself with life enrichment activities and outings. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, or call 763-1404.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband, or call 888-227-2095.
This is Barbecue Radio Nation host Dave Kias, along with my co-host Dan Hathaway.
We come to you every Saturday afternoon at 3 right here on Talk of the Tri-State. Let us help you become a better backyard barbecuer.
And another way to do that, Dan, is to visit our friend Ingrid at Patio Paradise on the corner of Capri and Mesquite Avenue in Lake Havasu City.
Exactly. Check them out.
Remember, visit Patio Paradise at 1701 Mesquite Avenue and listen to Barbecue Radio Nation every Saturday afternoon at 3 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State, 106.3 FM.
Hi, my name is Ingrid, and I'm with Patio Paradise, and I approve this message.
Havasu Girls Softball is currently taking registrations for the spring 2021 season. This is a recreational league for girls ages 4 to 18 years old. The season will run mid-March through early June. To register, go to HavasuGirlsSoftball.com and click on the registration link. Registration will be open through March 7th. Registration website is HavasuGirlsSoftball.com. For more information, please email the league at HavasuGirlsASASoftball@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, 702-298-1063. If you have a question, and the program is brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. If you're looking for a little bit of money, or maybe you want a vacation home, maybe you want to refi what you have or add on, maybe you're expecting and you need to grow your home, well, then you need some money. So you call the president and CEO of Mojave Mortgage, Chad Hansen, started doing his first mortgage when he was in the First Things First program and at the age of 4. Very talented man. Plus, the staff at Mojave Mortgage, they're fantastic. You'll find the money you need at the best rate possible. So call 928-288-2691 and talk to Chad Hansen. He's not 4 anymore, but he can still help you and get you some money. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. The locals and the visitors take their pets to Risen Star for a day, for a week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. And dog training, well, they've got group classes or individual classes, depending on what you need. Call them up and talk to them. Pets love it at Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Call 928-754-3006 or stop by at the end of Air Park. TWN Communications, they're coming to town. I know we can't wait, huh? We need to get Regina back in here and get an update tomorrow. TWN is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to our community. And fiber-based technology, are you leaving? Fiber-based technology ensures you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home or your business connected. Pre-register today, because then they send you updates, at MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095. And now we got Erin back in the studio here. She's coming back?
No, she has a dentist appointment.
Oh, okay. Well, bye, Grace. So first things first, what is the difference between a preschool that's not doing first things first and a preschool that is?
So we have what's called the Quality First program through First Things First, and that really it's a signature program with First Things First, and it really works with the centers on an individual basis to provide coaching to the staff, the teachers, to make sure that they're working with the kiddos in a more engaging, interactive way. And it also provides financial assistance, too, in that some of the centers are able to provide scholarships to the families so that they can attend. So we have more kiddos who are attending preschool and early child care programs because we know that that really has an impact when they enter the school district in kindergarten. And then also there's a financial incentive for the programs, the child care centers and preschools, to improve their quality that they provide, and then there's financial incentives. So the more quality experiences and ways that they're able to enhance their program, the financial incentives are tied to that, and so they can reinvest that back into their center.
Have there been studies that prove, because I'm sure there have been, that children that go to preschool do much better in kindergarten and onward and upward?
Absolutely. I mean, everything that we do is evidence-based. All of the grants that we fund are evidence-based. But there are, you know, we started First Things First, was created in 2006. Our programs really got underway in 2008. And so we have long-term information now of the kiddos who were in those preschool programs initially, and how they're able to do later on down the line in third grade, fourth grade. And the hope is that the better quality experiences that they have in those first 5 years, because we know so much brain development is happening in those first 5 years before they enter any kind of academic school setting. So we really want to take advantage of all of that time, that brain development that's happening, set them up with a strong foundation in kindergarten so that they're doing better with third grade reading scores. And that's where we talk about, that's the age where kiddos are, you know, they're no longer learning to read, they're reading to learn. That's where the big transition happens.
Okay.
And so we want them to do better on those academic test scores, and the hope is that the better that they and stronger they enter in kindergarten, the better they're going to do in third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, and it, you know, impact all the way to high school graduation rates and when they enter the workforce. It's really, you know, early learning has a lifelong impact far beyond those first 5 years.
Well, and you know, we just had the superintendent the president of MCC here a couple weeks ago, and talking about so many students now, as they go into high school, they're already thinking when they come into their junior year, they can now start taking dual enrollment classes that also you get college credit. And more students are graduating at the end of their senior year with an AA and a high school diploma.
Absolutely.
And you're 2 years ahead of the rest of the public. You know, you can go right out, and so many jobs are available to you now. And even in that 2 years, you've got a lot of what would normally be prerequisites at the college out of the way.
Absolutely. And we see that, you know, there's a lot of representatives from Mojave Community College who recognize the importance of early education and have made that connection. Sean Bristol is actually on our regional partnership council for the La Paz Mojave region. He's with Mojave Community College.
Forever.
We work closely with Arizona State University, too, in Lake Havasu City, because they recognize the earlier that kids get that foundation, the more likely they are to go on to higher education or have those, you know, what we call executive function skills that they need later on in life.
Well, and now, you know, when you get that AA, the world's at your feet. I mean, there's so many jobs out there that are available for you that pay decent money. And you don't have to leave Havasu, Bullhead, or Kingman. You can stay right here and make decent money. I mean, we got a gentleman over here who runs two casinos, and he graduated from Mojave High School. So don't think you got to graduate and take off right away.
Absolutely. And we provide, First Things First provides college scholarships for those who are studying early education. So if you're interested in becoming an early educator, preschool teacher, we provide funding for that for your
education. Okay.
Absolutely. So you can check out our website at firstthingsfirst.org. You can give our office a call at 928-854-8732, or you can send me an email at etaylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, at firstthingsfirst.org, and I can send you all that information.
Fantastic. That's good to know. Yeah, because a lot of people out there want scholarships.
Oh, yeah.
And especially if they qualify for, you know, teaching young kids. So that's great. Now, are you going to be going around to all the schools in our county, all the preschools in our county, trying to get them to move into the First Things First area to accept the training and whatnot and become a First Things First school?
Well, some of our programs, like the Quality First program, have a wait list because there's only so much funding to go along. But we do coordinate with the school districts, with the various programs, different community partners. We really try to cast a wide net in working with those who provide an educational setting, those who provide health services, to make sure that we're, you know, covering all of the bases when it comes to the needs of little ones 0 to 5 and their families.
Good.
Because we really want to make sure that families have those services available, whether it's health, early learning, or family support.
Okay.
Those are the three main goal areas that we provide funding for.
Wow, a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. And we, First Things First, the La Paz Mojave region, it's the largest geographic region for First Things First at 17,000 square miles, because we have different regions across the state, right? Because what works for kids in Phoenix is not going to work for kids in more rural regions,
right,
like ours, that have different needs. And so each region has a regional partnership council with 11 people, volunteers, who live and work in the community. So we have a number from Bullhead, Kingman, Lake Havasu, all the way up to Colorado City, down south, as far down south as, you know, the Siloam, Quartzsite, Ehrenberg area, to make sure all parts of those, our region, are represented, because we know that the needs of families look very different, whether in Colorado,
yep,
City to Kingman to Quartzsite. And so we want to make sure that all of those families have the services that they need for their kids.
And this is all your district that you travel?
Correct, yeah.
Whoa. You drive a lot of miles every day.
A little bit, yeah. I heard you had Travis Lingenfelter on yesterday, and so talking about the Colorado,
yeah,
City area, we've,
yep,
been up there, and it's a beautiful, beautiful area.
It is.
And so, but yeah, we go all the way as far north as there, and then, you know, as far south as
Quartzsite.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. You need to borrow Travis's plane. The county plane, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a lot of traveling. But so in your district, you still want to grow schools?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, we want to make sure that, you know, 3 out of 4 kids under the age of 5 in our region don't go to any kind of early childhood program, preschool,
wow,
program. And so we hear from kindergarten teachers all the time. They can really tell a difference between the kids who enter their classroom who've had that experience before and those who haven't. And it's not that you can't make up for that, right? We don't want to say that it's too late by the age of 5.
Right.
But there's so much development that's happening in those first 5 years that you can really take advantage of, especially identifying any kind of delays or developmental concerns that can be addressed early on.
Yeah.
So that by the time they do get to school, it's taken care of, and it doesn't become something that, you know, requires intervention or anything. We really focus on that preventative piece.
Okay, very good. So give your phone number again and the website, how people get in touch with you.
So our general website is just firstthingsfirst.org. You can reach me at etaylor@firstthingsfirst.org as well. And then our general office number is 928-854-8732, and you'll talk to Kim at our regional office out of Lake Havasu City, and she can connect you with anybody in our office. She knows all kinds of, whatever kind of question you have, she can connect you with the right resource.
Okay, very good. I'm excited for this, you know, now that we're starting to see COVID numbers go down and things open up, maybe more preschools will open and more kids will get that early education.
Absolutely. We're excited to see a lot of families at the Kiwanis Kids Day later.
That's
on this,
right,
month.
Kiwanis Kids Expo, the 27th. And you're going to be at the Field House, what was her date? Family Fun Night on the 25th, which,
right,
is 2 days. You're going to come up here on Thursday and back on Saturday.
Right.
Yeah. Busy, busy, busy. All right. Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate being here.
That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here today. Coming up tomorrow, we have Rick Daniels, the city manager of Needles. I hope you'll tune in.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.